Hello, everyone. Welcome to the latest edition of the NAREIT podcast. I'm Alan Kenny, editorial director with NAREIT, and we're just a few days away from Thanksgiving, which means really the official kickoff of the holiday shopping season. Bruce Schanzer, president and CEO of Cedar Realty Trust, is joining us now to give us a little bit of a preview of what that's going to be like for his company and the retail REIT sector as a whole. So let's go ahead and bring him in. Bruce, how are you doing?
Hi, Alan. Thanks for having me.
Sure. I want to start off, give us an idea, kind of, what are your projections for the holiday season as a whole looking like?
So, Alan, we would echo the sentiments that you're seeing from a lot of the economic forecasters. You know, we anticipate a modest increase in holiday spending year over year, probably to the tune of 3 or 4% over the prior year. We do expect that consumers will continue to be price sensitive. So we would expect shoppers to continue to seek value and to price shop different retailers for the most affordable pricing for an item. One of the things that we see in our portfolio, in the Cedar portfolios, we have many value-oriented retailers, and we think they'll continue to do well in this economic environment during the holiday season.
Okay, and then, of course, there's always the really official kickoff to the holiday season being Black Friday. Any idea what kind of traffic your properties will be handling on that kind of official start there?
Well, I'll tell you, Alan, Black Friday certainly seemed to start early this year. We've seen many online retailers starting their promotions even before Thanksgiving. Our centers are generally grocery anchored, and they're complemented by soft goods, junior anchor retailers, and service-oriented small shop retailers, and they'll certainly see an increase in traffic for the holiday season. But the ebb and flow of the traffic in our centers doesn't perfectly line up with the Christmas holiday. In fact, one of the things that we see is that traffic in our centers, for example, will spike this week, the week before Thanksgiving, as individuals start to prepare their holiday meals, and will then continue through the holiday season as we see, again, people focusing on seeking out opportunities to acquire goods in some of our soft goods and value-oriented junior anchor retailers.
And how about mobile device, smartphone experience? I mean, how has that growth affected the holiday shopping experience?
Well, Alan, one of the things that, of course, we're all aware of is this term omnichannel, and certainly we're seeing shoppers utilizing the omnichannel experience, and it's become very pervasive in our industry, and it'll certainly be something that we see during the 2014 holiday season. So a great example is how we see retailers who encourage in-store pickup for sales that are purchased online as a way to drive traffic and potentially additional sales in their stores. Now, while e-commerce more generally is poised for double-digit growth relative year over year, many of the retailers in our centers, which again are more grocery anchored and service oriented tenants, will continue to feel limited impact from the growth of e-commerce and even from the utilization of mobile devices. And one of the things that, for example, we're seeing is that many of the retailers in our centers, what they try to do is they try to offer distinct in-store promotions as a way to drive traffic to the brick and mortar store and to continue to maintain their relevance.
All right. Well, Bruce, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate the update.
Pleasure, Alan. Thank you very much.
And thank you all for joining us, too, for NAREIT. I'm Alan Kenny.